Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between Nes and Teva. Nes and Teva, which comes up here in one of the most famous Chazals that we have here on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Amar of Shizvi, Mishmeder Abelazar Ben Azaria, Kashin Mizonosav Shal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf. Difficult is the parnasa of a person, the mizonos of a person, like Kriyas Yamsuf, like the difficulty of Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Which seems unusual, right? Kriyas Yamsuf is the great, one of the greatest miracles that ever occurred in the history of the world, right? Rasa Shivchalaya Malora Yecheska Mabuzi, and the mizonos of a person, you know, don't we know that's already set? The Gemara Maseches Beitza, that it's set from Rosh Hashanah, it's set from Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that the mizonos of a person is kasha, like Kriyas Yamsuf, dichsiv. How do you know that? Based on the Svichas of Sukkim. No sein lechem lechol basar, ki li olam chasto, v'samech lei, legozi yamsuf l'gzarim. And next to that is, legozi yamsuf l'gzarim, kriyas yamsuf, right? L'gzarim, that's also the remez, that is different pathways in kriyas yamsuf. It's not just one pathway, and that's a remez to the different shvatim having different pathways. So what's the pshat here? What's the deeper idea here of Parnassah and Kriyas Yamsuf? They seem to be opposites. Rashbam, Kriyas Yamsuf. Klomar, Nes Gadol Osel Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamisha Nosei Lo Mizonos. Kasher, Hashem is doing a great miracle. Kasher Osel Yisrael, Shekar Lohem Yamsuf. He's doing a great miracle. So Kasha means maybe not Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, nothing's hard for Hashem, but it means from our perspective, we know that Kriyas Yamsuf is something hard, so too Parnasa is something hard. What's the message? V'nafkamina? Let me bow Rachmi. The Rashbam ends up, the nafkamina is davening. Davening. What exactly does that mean? Davening. That we have to view our Parnasa not as something natural, not as something that, oh, Magili, if I do this work, so then Memela, I'm going to get to Parnasa. No, it's like Kriyas Yamsuf. Just like Kriyas Yamsuf, you have to daven for. And when Bnei Yisrael were davening for it, they had to push and they had to show emuna and they had to be strong and be moser nefesh. So too for Parnasa, lemiboy rachmi. We have to make sure that we have the same perspective. One local point and then one general point. The Maharsha. The Maharsha here notes that what does it mean smichas apsukim? No saying lechem lechol basar and the gozi yamsuf l'gzarim. Says the Marshal, look in that parak in Tehillim. That parak in Tehillim. Tehillim kuf lamid hey. I'm sorry, kuf lamid vav. Kuf lamid vav. The pasuk starts off. We know what we say it every Shabbos morning. Hodol Hashem gidov gilam chasto. Hodol okei olokim gilam chasto. So if you look in pasuk Yud Gimel, Lugoza Yamsuf Vigzarim, Kili Olam Chasto. That's where Kriyas Yamsuf is. And then later on, in the Pasuk, the second to last Pasuk of the Perek, Pasuk Chav Hei, Nosin Lechem Lechol Basar, Kili Olam Chasto. So yes, the Marshah, they're not next to each other. There's plenty of Psukim. It's Pasuk Yud Gimel and Pasuk Chav Hei. There's 12 Psukim in between. So the Marshah just leads the Petzorachi. And what does the Gemara mean by Smichos Apsukim? Smichos is usually, you know, right next to each other. A Hekish is within the same Pasuk. You have two things in the same pasuk. Smichos apsukim is two psukim right next to each other. But here, these aren't next to each other. Ask the Maharsha. Lo yadanu mai desamech le. Ta'kama kro yefsiku binayu. Vikare le samach mishum debechad mizmoraninu. And if you want to see their samach, because they're in the same parak. Imkim havle le mimer nami. Dekashim is an osof kabriya shemayim varetz. Ukamachas bachoros. Ukachol hani nisim. Dechsiv nami pahu mizmor. There are a lot of nisim mentioned in this mizmor. Why do you pick Kriyas Yamsuf? So he leaves it. So two answers of the Achronim. If you look in the Eitz Yosef, here in the commentary in the Ein Yaakov, he says, well, look at the Perek. The Perek starts off with all what we would call Teva, what we would call natural events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been doing since Brias HaOlam. Right? The Perek starts off with, La'osei HaShemayim B'sfuna, Hashem made the heavens, La'roka HaAretz Al HaMayim, Hashem spread out the earth, La'osei Orim Gedolim, He made the constellations, Es HaShemesh L'mashalaz Payom, Es HaYirech L'chochavim L'memshalos Balayla. And then, that's all, through Pasuk Tes, is Teva, what we would call it. And then Pasuk Yud starts off, L'maki Mitzrayim B'vchorehem, Makas B'choras, V'yotzi Yisrael Mitocham, Kriyas Yamsuf, B'yad Chazak HaVzor HaNetuya, also referring to the Nisim. Lagozi Yazul Vlegzarim, Vever Yisrael Besocho, Venir Par Vachilo Vyamsuf, he brought us through dry land, and they all drowned. Lamola Chamoba Midbar, he took us through the Midbar with the man. Lamaki Malachim Gedolim, Lusicha Nano, Vayar Malachim Adirim, Lusicha Malacha Emri, O Malacha Bashan, Vanatha Azam Malacha, he brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Shep Shefleto Zavanu. So you have the whole beginning part of the parak is Teva. The last, second part of the parak is Nisim. And then you have the second to last pasuk, Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar. Why is this pasuk of Teva, so to speak, put after all the miraculous events? That's the problem. That's the problem, says the Eitz Yosef. The Yesh Lomer, the Kashalei, the Kibbutz Parnasa, Noeg Tamid, Mimos Bria Saolam, Havile, Lisadron, Lamala, Acher Haksuvim, Amadabrim, Betivo Shalolam, Kemolo, Say, Hashemayim, Bisfuna, Lozirim, Loroka Haaretz, Umadu Iskira, Acher Haksuvim, Amadabrim, Biminyani Anisim, Hamechudashim, Elolahoro, Shu Shakol, Kanisim, Umichlalam, Kriyas Yapsuf, Shoyenes Gadol, Mikulam. That's one answer. The Ben Yoyada has a different shot. He says, because there is something substantively connected to between Kriyas Yam Suf and Parnassah, different than all the other Nisim. All the other Nisim, it wasn't hard for Hashem, so to speak. There was no counter pressure. The Bebriya Shemayim Va'aretz Lekashim Koshi Lefanav. You can't say Kasha. Hamamsi Yish Me'ayin Vein Matzarei Lov. Hahu Amar V'lo Yaseh. V'chei Nisim Shal Kivash Sichon V'og Lo Hayabem Koshi. Why? Hashem had to do that. Why? Remember, we were complaining mamish as it was happening. They didn't have that level of emuna as they had in Mitzrayim. So that's why it says kasha, like Kriyas Yamsuf, because it was difficult, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had to overcome the Midas Hadin, that might have said we don't deserve it at that moment, and focus on his Midas HaRachamim. So that's kasha, maybe Parnasa also, we might not deserve it, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to overcome, but that's the connection between the two, the Eitz Yosef and the Ben Yehoyada. Good. So now let's get back to that Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kasha kekriyas yamsuf, nafkamina libi boi rachmi. That it's about how we have to view things and how we have to daven. There's a major machlokas, and this will be the focus of our discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban. A hashkafic philosophical machlokas. Not so lamaisa, but how do we view the world? How do we view the world in terms of these two ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, called Neis and Teva? And that parak really highlights, that parak of Ki Li Olam Chasto really highlights the relationship and the connection between the two. The Rambam tells us both in Pirush and Mishnayis and in Mor Nevuchim his view of Nisim. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim na'avasula avasida be'Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 Nisim that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash every day, and the Mishnah also tells us that there was 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. The Mishnah in the 5th parak in Mishnah Vav, Asara Devarim Nivru be'Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, ve'eluhein, what are those Nisim that were created, or those items that were created Bein Hashmashos, ve'eluhein, piha aretz, right, the Piyah Aretz by Korach, Upiyah Be'er, the Be'er that gave us water throughout the desert, Upiyah Ason, the Ason by Bilam, Vahakeshes, interesting one, the rainbow, Vahamon, Vahamate, the special magical staff, Vahashamir, the little worm that was used to cut the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and a number of other items on the list. That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Says the Rambam, I'll read it first from the Mor Nevuchim, and then we'll read from the Pirush Mishnayos. Says the Rambam in Echelek Sheni in Perachavtes. V'zeo da'tivu shitzorach she'yamein. You have to believe. Afal b'shach hachamim zalkfar amru b'niflos dvarim zorim ma'od. There are many miracles, says the Rambam. V'zehem she'amru ki shabar Hashem yisbarach zeh ha'matzius v'dbiyu al elu atvayim. When Hashem created the world, they created what we call teva, some b'tivim ha'heim. Hashem already put into the natural law, into these rules, she yischadish bahem, kol ma she yischadish mehaniflaos beis chidusha. Hashem already pre-programmed every miracle that would happen at the time that He created the rules in the first place. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there's something called gravity, He also, there's something, and this is the rules of gravity, He also pointed out that at this moment in history, the law would be, the natural law would be that water would stand up on its side and split. that was already pre-programmed. Va'os ha-navi shohoti uhu. And if a navi forecasts it even beforehand, shohoti uhu Hashem, ba'et ha-sher yomar bo ma-she yomar, v'yifal ha-davar kamosha sam betivo b'shores ma-she-hutba. And the navi could forecast it. V'zeh imhu kemosha tireyu hu mora amala sa-omer. And this, as the Rambam, reflects a perfection in the world. Deyos kasha be'enov ma'od. It's very hard in the eyes of Hashem, kaviyachol, sheyishtane teva achar ma'aseh bereishis, to change something. Hashem created a perfect world. You're going to tell me that he has to like get involved and change something that didn't exist, that wasn't supposed to be, since ma'aseh bereishis? O yischadish ratzon acher shehunchu shekein? It says, no, that would reflect an imperfection in the world. Ukiilu hu yir al derech hamashal, shusam b'teva hamayim, sheyidbeku v'yigru mimalo lamata tamid. Hashem put into the nature of water, that water would flow from high points to low points, always. V'rak bo esahi, shetavu bu hamitzriyim, at that moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, v'hamayim haheim levad heim sheyichalku. He put it into the natural law that that's what water should do at that moment. Vishom nomar amar Rabbi Yonasan, Tzalam Hisnakarish Baruch Hu Mayam, She Nikra Lefnei Yisrael, Hadu Dechsev Vayashev Hayam Lefnos Boker Leisano, Lo Al Hayam Belvad Hisnakarish Baruch Hu El Mekol Masha Nivra B'Sheishes Mei Breishes. And he quotes other psukim, that's the Tzivisi Es Hayam She Yikra Es Haor, Es Haor Shalo Tazik, Lachananim Shav Azariah. Fire usually destroys, but when it comes to, a fiery furnace of Chaim Shav Azariah, it's not going to damage. Ves ha'arayot shel yazikul Daniel. And lions usually are ferocious, but when it comes to Daniel, they are ferocious. But Hashem already put that into the teva. Ves ha'dag shi'aki is Yonah, v'hu ha'hekesh b'shar. Hine yizbar lecha ha'inyin v'anigle v'adah. Says the Rambam, what we would call the miraculous is really teva. What does teva mean? This is the rules of nature. Hashem set up rules of nature. Some rules always happen, and some rules happen once in a while. But that's all a reflection of the godless of the perfection of the world. The Rambam also says this on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, that those 10 that were created at Bein HaShemashos, those are just examples of all the miracles that ever happened in the world. That's what the Rambam says. Lo yaminu b'chidish haratzon eis achar eis. We don't believe that Hashem has a new ratzon after the world has been created. Ela sheberishis asiyas hadvarim. Husam betivim sheyasa b'hem kol ma sheyasa. Bein shahaya adavar sheyasa tadir. He already pre-programmed whether it's something that happens always. V'u'adavar hativ'i. That's what we call nature. V'bein shahaya le'itim rechokos. V'u'amofes. Or things that don't happen so often. And that's the mofes. Let's say Parnasa and Kriyas Yamsuf. We'll have to get back to that. Lefichach Amar Shebiyom Hashishi Husam Ba'aretz Shetishka B'Korach V'Adaso. Right? U'Be'er Shetotzi Amayim U'Ba'ason Shetidaber. All of these were programmed beforehand. And then the Rambam says, so why are these 10 mentioned? V'Shem HaTamar V'Mamoksim Kulam Husmu B'Tiv'ei Osam Advar M'Sheizim Ebreishas Lama Yuchtu Elu Ha'asara. What's unique about these 10? Da, says the Rambam. Sheheim Lo Yuchtu Lomar She'en Shum Mofes. It's not that these are the only 10. Elo amar she'ela bilvad ha'isas yasam bein hashmashos. These were only 10 that were the last seconds of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The others were pre-programmed earlier. V'shar ha'mofsim amnam husmu b'teva hadavar asher nazu bo bereishis ha'asoso. It doesn't list here Kriyas Yamsuf on the list of the 10 things that were created bein hashmashos, because that was already created on day 3. Right, day 2 and 3, when the water was created, that was already put into the Teva then. L'masha, b'yom ha'sheni, b'esi chokos ha'mayim, husam b'tivam, shibaka yamsov l'moshe, v'yardin li'yashua, v'chein l'aliyo v'alisha. U'b'yom ha'revi, when the Shemesh was created, it was already put into place of Shemesh b'gimondon, v'yareach b'emach ha'yalon. So that is all the Shitas HaRambam, that really Teva is the definition of everything that we have in life. Everything is Teva. It's just Teva that we might not be used to. And the Ramban, famous words of the Ramban, he says, L'chora, from a hashkafic level, exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. The Ramban, in his comments, in the end of Sefer, in the end of Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Gimel in Shmos, that's where the Ramban explains why there are so many mitzvos that are Zichr L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin and Pidyon HaBen, and Bechor, and Shabbos, and Yontif, and Matzah, and Mara, everything is Zichr L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Right, so why is that? So that's what the Ramban discusses. V'yata emor lecha klal b'tam mitzvos rabos. Heyos avodas galilim ba'olam yimei emosh. From the times of the origins of avodas zara, heychelu adeos l'shtabesh be'emunah. There have been many types of heretical views in the world. Mehem kofrim be'ikar v'omrim ki olam kadmon. Sometimes, some of the views are they reject the Kadosh Baruch Hu totally. There's never been a creator, there was never a Genesis. No, kofrim be'ikar, they deny everything. Kachshu b'Hashem v'yomer lohu. Umehem, but most don't assume that. Most say there was a creator. But, machishim b'yidiyasu apratis. They reject and deny his knowledge. V'amru ech yada kel v'yishdeya be'elyon. What does Hashem know? He's all the way up there. He's not here. So, they reject hashkacha. Umehem and others, or yidiya. Umehem sheyodu b'yidiya umachishim hashkacha. And others, no, recognize there was a creator and he knows, but he's not omnipotent. He's not, he can't do everything he wants. V'yasu azam kidigayam shelo yashkich. He's not involved. V'eini ma'am onesh oschar. Yomru azav Hashem es haaretz. So says the Ramban. How in one fell swoop, if Hashem wants to undermine all of these heretical views and prove that there was a creator, there is a creator and a mashgiach who could do whatever he wants, that's performing a miracle. V'kasha yirtzeha elokim be'edo b'yachid v'yasi imam mofis b'shinu minhago shalol metivah. Hashem changes nature. Yisbarer lakol, it becomes clear to all. Bitol hadeos ha'ela kulam. The nullification of all of these opinions. Ki amofis hanifla mora, the miracle reflects sheyesh la'olam eloka v'chadsho v'yodea u'mashgiach v'yachol. Because a miracle reflects that there is a God that is machadesh, who knows, who is in control. And if it was already forecast by a prophet, that's even greater. That's the Ramban. And then the Ramban goes into the end of that piece, where he says, and we have to believe that really everything is the miraculous. Why there's so many mitzvot zeichlis yitzvot Mitzrayim? Because that was the most miraculous time period in the history of the world. And Hashem wants us to remember that even though Hashem doesn't do miracles throughout history every day, think back to yitzvot Mitzrayim and put everything that you go through now into that context. And the Ramban says, "Umin anisim agdolim hamafursamim adamode benisim hanistarim." Through remembering the open miracles, we'll recognize the hidden miracles, that they're exactly that, hidden miracles. Shem yisoda Torah kula she'ein la'adam chelik b'Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a chelik in Torahs Moshe ad she'namin, until they believe. B'chol devarenu mikrenu shekulam nisim ein bohem teva uminhago shalolam. There's no such thing as the as teva, says the Ramban. It's all nisim. Hashem is involved every single second. Mechadish b'chol yom tamid. It's just nisim that we're used to. Ela im yasa amitzvos yatzlichenu scharo v'im yavar aleihem yachrisenu anshu. Hakol b'gzeiras elyon. It's all relating to nisim. So if the Rambam said that all of nisim is really teva that was pre-programmed, the Ramban says exactly the opposite. All of teva is really nes that we're used to. After all, the word nes means, what does the word nes mean? Tika b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu, v'sa nes l'kabetz galuyoseinu. That word nes doesn't mean a miracle. That word nes means a flag. Put a banner. V'sa nes, put a banner l'kabetz. Like if somebody sees a flag all the way up, it's like a marker that everybody around should come to the flag. So put a nes, Hashem, do kibbutz galias, bring everybody around. But that's also the same idea that's related. Rav Asher Weiss in his Agada on page Ayin Zion points out this connection of, and it connects to the Ramban, because a banner is, so to speak, a Kadosh Baruch Hu was here, right? When a country conquers territory and puts their flag there, that shows we've conquered this, we're in control of this, this is our flag. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle, it's like Hashem waving and saying, hi, remember me? I'm here. So this idea of the Ramban is used by many of the greats throughout history. Maybe we'll mention one or two if we have time. The Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Pichu Kosai, where the Meshech Chachma talks about V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam, and he talks about the difference between two Ma'amari Chazal. Right, one on today's daf. Right, the Gemara says on Amid Beis that if somebody says, not on today's daf, it's Shabbos Kuf Yuches. It's not Pesachim Kuf Yuches. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yuches, if somebody says Hallel HaGadol B'chol Yom, what our daf is all about, right? Kuf Yuches and Pesachim and Shabbos talk all about Hallel HaGadol, right? The Kilo Olam Chasto Parak. So if somebody says Hallel HaGadol B'chol Yom, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a blasphemer. Mecharif u'megadef. Even though at the beginning of Maseches Brachos it says, if I say Ashrei b'chol yom, I'm a ben olam haba. They're both perkim of Tehillim. So why is one a blasphemer, a mecharif u'megadef, and one is a ben olam haba? Says the Meshech Chachma, what are the contents of each one? Right? Ashrei is all about Teva. It's all about Teva. Poseches yodecha. And Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, Hashem puts it into the Bria. While Halal HaGadol is all about Nisim. All about Nisim, at least the second half. So, says the Meshech Chachma, if one says Halal HaGadol B'chol Yom, as if to say that Hashem is only involved in the miraculous, that's a blasphemer. Because you're only recognizing Hashem does the miracles. Ashrei is about Teva also. And if somebody says that, they're recognizing Hashem is in charge of everything, like the Ramban says. Tan haga hanisis hi eina tachlitit. Shashem bara ha'olam shetisnei bofan ativi, says the Meshech Chachma. Vateva hu rak nisim ritzufim. Asher misragel ein haroa, just what we're used to. Ki chol darki ateva lafi ma shesidra usam ha'chachma elokit, mechuvenes umugbeles ladarki atarava mitzvah. V'chulun, that's what he says. Homer halal gada b'chol yom shemor, shemor lehodos rak lahanach pu'ulo shederach neis. Avo mifalos ateva ein tzrichim lahayotzer, so that's the Meshech Chachma that fits in with this Ramban also. Many others, maybe just to mention one more. The Lubavitcher Rebbe notes on the Pasuk, when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, in Yoshua and Perak Gimel, the Aaron went first. Right? Usually the two Shvatim went, then the Aaron, and the other two Shvatim, but here the Aaron went first, and the Pasuk says, V'halachtem Achrav, follow the Aaron. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, as long as Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, right, as we know, it was a ruchani, miraculous existence. But now they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Teva. They're going to have to work the land. They're going to be farmers. It's going to be Avodah Tivis. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Hashem was telling them, follow the Aron. What does the Aron mean? The Aron was made up of physical raw materials. It had measurements, it had gold, it had wood. Physical raw materials, and yet, nothing natural about it. Aron was no seyat no sav, Aron ena min amida, all these essences about the Aron that it didn't wasn't in this world. So it was Teva and Nes. Says that's Eretz Yisrael. Go into Eretz Yisrael, go after the Aron. Have the same attitude that you have about the Aron. It's going to look like Teva, but really it's not Teva. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for each one. That's maybe the deeper pshat of the Rashbam. The Rashbam that says, that nafkamina li biboy rachmi. What does it mean, biboy rachmi? We have to daven in a way and recognize that everything is nisa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing Teva about our parnasa or about anything in life, and we have to try to have this proper perspective on everything that happens to us. Okay, we'll stop here.